This is the NewsRamp Business and Corporate Podcast. It's Thursday afternoon, January 29th, 2026. The stories are real, the voice is AI. Read more at newsramp.com. First, a note from our sponsor. Newscrafters.com puts you in the news creation business. Build your online authority today with AI-assisted Newscrafters.com news curation. Here's what's making news.
Biomed news breaks. Solagenix Inc. targets critical gaps in CTCL treatment with Hybrite TM. Solagenix Inc. is addressing critical gaps in CTCL treatment with its novel therapy, Hybrite TM. The visible light-activated photodynamic therapy targets malignant T-cells in early-stage CTCL, reducing lesions with statistically significant efficacy. Unlike UV-based therapies, Hybrite minimizes damage to healthy tissue. Solagenix aims to seek regulatory approvals for potential commercialization worldwide, offering hope for patients with rare diseases.
Investor news breaks: Solagenix Inc. targets critical gaps in CTCL treatment with Hybrite TM. Solagenix Inc. is targeting critical gaps in CTCL treatment with Hybrite TM, a visible light-activated photodynamic therapy designed to treat early-stage CTCL. Unlike traditional UV-based therapies, Hybrite minimizes damage to healthy tissue while effectively reducing CTCL lesions. Solagenix's innovative approach aims to address the challenging diagnostic and treatment landscape of rare diseases like CTCL.
Network news breaks: Solagenix Inc. targets critical gaps in CTCL treatment with Hybrite TM. Solagenix Inc. is tackling critical gaps in CTCL treatment with its innovative therapy, Hybrite TM. The company's visible light-activated photodynamic therapy, Hybrite, shows promising results in reducing CTCL lesions in early-stage patients. Unlike traditional UV-based treatments, Hybrite minimizes damage to healthy tissue. Solagenix aims to address unmet medical needs in rare diseases like CTCL with its advanced therapeutic approach. Trilogy Metals Inc., NYSE American, TMQ expands advisory and leadership teams and releases corporate budget for 2026. Trilogy Metals Inc. expands its advisory and leadership teams following a recent federal investment. The company has released its corporate budget for 2026, including plans for Ambler Metals LLC and the Upper Kobuk Mineral Projects in Alaska. The focus is on mine permitting, exploration, drilling, and developing foundations for critical minerals. This move aims to drive project execution and deliver long-term value.
Biovaxis reports positive phase 2 data from avaripep in MVP-S plus pembrolizumab and low-dose cyclophosphamide in metastatic bladder cancer. Biovaxis Technology Corp reports positive phase 2 data from avaripep in MVP-S in combination with pembrolizumab and low-dose cyclophosphamide in metastatic bladder cancer. The study shows promising results with objective responses in 5 out of 17 patients, including 2 complete responses and 3 partial responses. The combination therapy also demonstrated durable clinical benefit and increased surviving specific T cells, supporting the potential of MVP-S to enhance checkpoint inhibitor activity in solid tumors.
Mining news breaks. Search Minerals Inc. leveraging leadership team as central driver of progress. Search Minerals Inc. is leveraging its leadership team as a central driver of progress in critical minerals development. The team's experience in mineral exploration, mine development, and regulatory engagement is shaping the company's technical direction and long-term strategy. Search Minerals is focused on advancing rare earth element resources in Newfoundland and Labrador, utilizing a proprietary extraction process to improve efficiency and reduce environmental impact.
Ready, set, gold. The Fluor Minerals Inc. advances mill and mine recommissioning work as precious metal continues striking market records. The Canadian gold producer and explorer has completed upgrades at the Beacon Gold Mill in Val-d'Or, Quebec, positioning itself strategically for future operations. With gold prices soaring, Lafleur's progress remains steady, despite winter challenges. For more information, visit the company's newsroom.
Rail Vision Limited strengthens innovation roadmap with completion of quantum transportation transaction. Rail Vision Limited strengthens its innovation roadmap with the completion of a quantum transportation transaction, acquiring a 51% ownership interest. The company highlights that quantum transportation's intellectual property enhances its portfolio, focusing on improving railway safety and operational efficiency amidst growing global challenges. Rail Vision aims to leverage the strategic acquisition to expand its technological capabilities and drive long-term innovation.
The 47% signal why Earth Science Tech Inc.'s ETST management is betting the house on ETST. Earth Science Tech Inc. ETST is bucking the trend in the OTC markets, with its management team owning over 47% of the shares. This high insider ownership shows strong belief in the company's potential, aligning financial outcomes with stock performance. This reduces the risk of management benefiting while investors suffer, creating a unique dynamic in the market.
Rockrakes McEwen Inc. to acquire Golden Lake Exploration, expanding Nevada Gold Bar Mine Complex. McEwen Inc. is set to acquire Golden Lake Exploration, expanding its Nevada Gold Bar Mine Complex. The agreement includes the acquisition of all shares of Golden Lake, making it a subsidiary of McEwen. This move will see Golden Lake shareholders receiving 0,300 shares, 876 McEwen shares per Golden Lake share, with a 60% premium to Golden Lake's 20-day VWAP. The transaction is subject to approvals and is expected to close after a special meeting in March 2026.
Stonegate Capital Partners updates coverage on Provident Financial Services, Inc. 2025 Q4. Provident Financial Services, Inc. reported a strong quarter with net income increasing to $83,400,000, EPS of $0.64, and a 1.34% ROA. Revenue hit a 730 consecutive quarterly record at $25,700,000. It is clearly 85. It's a bid part of the new contest in 6 months. Net income increases on 10 tons of $1,200,000. Driven by record net interest income of $197,400,000 and non-interest income of $28,300,000. The company continues to grow earning assets while maintaining strong fee generation in other business lines.
ID Endeavor's Just Right Products produces winter merchandise for Unspeakable, top YouTube creator. AD Endeavor's subsidiary, Just Right Products, produced winter merchandise for YouTube creator Unspeakable, including hoodies and headwear. The order also included bagging and barcode services for direct-to-fan fulfillment. Unspeakable, known for Minecraft content, selected Just Right Products for their clean designs and quality. The merchandise is part of Unspeakable's strong brand identity, reaching millions of fans. For more information, visit unspeakable.com. Investor news breaks. Olinox Industries, Inc. signs LOI to acquire Vivacor's Oklahoma midstream assets. Olinox Industries, Inc. has signed a letter of intent to acquire Vivacor, Inc.'s midstream assets in Oklahoma, including the Omega Pipeline System. The $36 million deal, structured with cash, promissory note, and stock components, is based on $4.56 million in annual EBITDA. This move aligns with Olenok's strategy to expand its midstream footprint and infrastructure. The parties aim to close the transaction by March 31st, 2026, pending customary conditions. Critical Infrastructure Technologies, Nexus 20 sale to Critical Metals Corp for their Tanbreeze project in Greenland. Critical Infrastructure Technologies announced the sale of their Nexus 20 platform to Critical Metals Corp for deployment at the Tanbreeze project in Greenland. The platform will provide safety and communication solutions, including Tetra Voice data radio, long-range video surveillance, and satellite backhaul. Delivery and deployment are scheduled for May 2026, marking CTEC's first international sale of the Nexus 20 platform.
Supercom Limited wins third North Carolina electronic monitoring contract as U.S. deployments expand. Supercom Limited secures its third electronic monitoring contract in North Carolina, marking a significant expansion of its U.S. deployments. The agreement, following a previous PureOne rollout, emphasizes recurring revenue tied to active daily monitoring units. Supercom's Pure Security platform supports various community supervision and domestic violence prevention programs, showcasing the company's continued growth in the electronic monitoring sector.
Why the global switch to renewables is happening faster than expected. The global energy system is changing faster than expected, with renewable power now the default choice for new electricity projects in many countries. Cost savings and fast deployment speeds are driving this shift. Companies like GeoSolar Technologies, Inc. are expanding their footprint, accelerating the switch to renewable energy. Green Energy Stocks is a platform focusing on companies shaping the green economy, providing access to a vast network of wire solutions and tailored corporate communications.
Golden Goose Resources signs definitive agreement to acquire up to 100% of the high-grade Grand Esperanza gold project in Rio Negro Province, Argentina. Golden Goose Resources Limited signs a definitive agreement to acquire up to 100% of the high-grade Gran Esperanza gold project in Rio Negro Province, Argentina. The agreement with Falchetta Exploraciones SAS allows Golden Goose to secure a highly prospective epithermal gold-silver property in a region known for its high-grade precious metal potential. The deal marks a significant milestone for Golden Goose, aligning with the company's strategy of obtaining district-scale, high-grade precious metal assets in established and emerging mining jurisdictions.
Blue Lagoon Milling Partner, Nikola Mining shifts focus exclusively to Blue Lagoon's gold and silver mineralized material. Blue Lagoon Resources, Inc., Nikola Mining, Inc., Nikola Mining, Inc., has shifted its focus exclusively to the company's high-grade gold and silver mineralized material at the Dome Mountain Gold and Silver Project. With no third-party processing obligations, Nikola will now dedicate its milling capacity to material delivered from Dome Mountain, streamlining a processing path. This move comes as Blue Lagoon advances underground production and delivers mineralized material under its long-term milling agreement.
Standard Chartered Greater Bay Area Business Confidence Index, GBAI, reveals steady business sentiment in the Greater Bay Area amid persistent external uncertainties. Business activity in Q4 to 2025 remained positive, with both current performance and expectations indexes showing a slight retreat. Despite challenges, GBA businesses maintain a positive outlook, especially in Hong Kong, where economic rebound and strong performance in professional services and retail wholesale sectors are driving growth.
Creative Biolabs pushes into next-gen interaction biology with Yeast 2 hybrid platforms. Creative Biolabs is advancing into next-gen interaction biology with their Yeast 2 hybrid platforms. These technologies are gaining traction as drug developers seek to understand complex protein interactions in disease pathways. By offering various 2 hybrid services, including Y2H and IOYTH CRI.UTH, Creative Biolabs is enabling global clients to unravel the role of protein-protein interactions. Their refined platform, utilizing gateway cloning technology, streamlines the setup process for researchers, providing faster insights into drug mechanisms.
Comprehensive Framework for Optimizing Customer Lifestyle Strategies unveiled. A comprehensive framework for optimizing customer lifestyle strategies has been unveiled by BLVD. This guide focuses on the transitions modern consumers undergo, from brand discovery to long-term advocacy, providing a structured approach for organizations seeking growth stability. BLVD CEO President Ron Hollis emphasizes the importance of remaining relevant at every stage of the life cycle for sustainable success. The full article is available on Bleewall Digital Marketing's Resource Center. Cost-effective network solutions, how Hyproxy's Unlimited Plan helps enterprises expand global business. Hyproxy's Unlimited Plan revolutionizes proxy services for global enterprises. With no data or thread restrictions, users enjoy flexible bandwidth options across 190 countries, priced competitively at $69 per day. It supports multiple payment methods. Offering multi-protocol support and user-friendly features, it caters to diverse industries like ad verification and market research. Partnering with resellers and affiliates, PYProxy expands its market presence for reliable network solutions.
Attorney Alex Nelson joins Volpe Law, LLC. Attorney Alex Nelson, with over 20 years of experience in construction, real estate, and business law, has joined Volpe Law, LLC. Known for resolving over $100 million in litigation disputes, Alex's unique perspective as a former general contractor enhances his strategic approach to commercial real estate and construction matters. Clients can benefit from his risk management and growth strategies, as well as his accolades as a 7-time Colorado Super Lawyer recipient.
Super Return Secondaries Europe returns to London, March 10th to 11th. Super Return Secondaries Europe returns to London on March 10th to 11th, 2026, at the Royal Lancaster Hotel. With 350-plus senior decision-makers, including 120-plus LPs and 160-plus GPs, the event will cover topics like PR-led deals, private credit secondaries, and specialist strategies. Expert speakers like Rocio Jerez from Altamar Cam Partners and Bertrand Chevalier from Ardian will share insights. For more information and registration, visit the event website.
Digital entrepreneurs Darren and Mike Mark, 10 years of online business growth, supporting thousands in network marketing success. Since 2016, they have built a strong online presence teaching digital business strategies, emphasizing network marketing and online brand building. Their Energec distributor team leverages digital tools to transform traditional network marketing, offering a comprehensive digital business plan. As interest in online business opportunities grows, they plan to expand educational resources and mentorship programs.
The human counter-revolution, KISS from Italy expands Amalfi fleet to defy the cold AI travel trend. KISS from Italy defies the AI travel trend by expanding its Amalfi fleet with two new luxury yacht models. Offering tailored experiences for all traveler profiles, the boutique operator prioritizes human warmth and personalization over algorithm-driven services. With a 20-plus year track record and glowing reviews, KISS from Italy provides reliable and personalized luxury experiences, including private boat tours departing from major hubs in the region.
Trilogy Metals, TMQ, expands advisory and leadership teams following U.S. investment support. Trilogy Metals expands its advisory and leadership teams following U.S. federal government investment support for the Upper Kobuk Mineral Projects in Chaos, Alaska. With increased project activity expected, the company is strengthening oversight and recruiting key management roles. Exio Bianchini joins as a strategic advisor, positioning Trilogy to advance corporate development initiatives and close the investment deal. For more information, visit the company's website.
Grid AI Technologies, GRDX, names Marshall Chapin as CEO of AI and Energy Infrastructure subsidiary. Grid AI Technologies has appointed Marshall Chapin as the CEO of its subsidiary, Grid AI, Inc., specializing in AI and energy infrastructure. Chapin's extensive experience in the energy sector positions him well to lead the development of AI-driven software for efficient energy resource management. The company aims to revolutionize grid and power management for AI data center campuses, enhancing energy orchestration and resource coordination. Sinobiological expands research reagent portfolio to support global Nipah virus vaccine and diagnostic development. Sinobiological expands its research reagent portfolio to support global Nipah virus vaccine and diagnostic development. With recent reports of knee infections in West Bengal, India, the company is fast-tracking the availability of critical research tools. These include high-purity Nevive grams and F proteins, essential for understanding viral entry mechanisms and screening therapeutic antibodies. Sinobiological aims to empower researchers in combating the high mortality pathogen.
Sinobiological expands research reagent portfolio to support global Nipah virus vaccine and diagnostic development. Sinobiological expands its research reagent portfolio to support global Nipah virus vaccine and diagnostic development. The company has launched high-purity Nevive grams and F proteins, essential for understanding viral entry mechanisms and screening therapeutic antibodies. They are also developing Nevive N proteins and pre-fusion and post-fusion F trimer proteins to meet the urgent needs of researchers combating Nevive.
PPAC Private App appoints Elizabeth Martone as Senior Managing Director. Elizabeth Martone has been appointed as Senior Managing Director at PPAC Private Bank and Trust. With 25 years of financial services experience, she will be a key member of James Handel's leadership team at the bank's Park Avenue office in NYC. Martone's background includes roles at Bank United and the Montauk Group, focusing on client relationships and business development.
Mission IR News breaks: PoE Technologies, Inc. announces $150 million registered direct offering. PoET Technologies, Inc. has announced a registered direct offering of 20,689,656 common shares, aiming to raise approximately $150 million before expenses. The offering is set to close on or about January 23, 2026, pending standard closing conditions. The company plans to utilize the net proceeds for various corporate development initiatives, with Titan Partners serving as the sole placement agent.
Tech Media Breaks: Renewal Fuels, Inc. advances American fusion strategy with expanded Texatron TMIP portfolio. Renewal Fuels, Inc. announced progress in technology and regulatory initiatives, including patent filings by Kepler Fusion Technologies for its Texatron TMIP fusion platform. The company is moving towards SEC reporting status, with a Form 10 registration in progress. Additionally, Renewal Fuels is changing its name to American Fusion, Inc., and has engaged Investor Brand Network for investor relations support.
Ucore Rare Metals enters new year with key processing milestones in sight. Ucore Rare Metals enters the new year with key processing milestones in sight. The company's focus on rare earth supply chain bottlenecks positions its Louisiana Strategic Metals Complex as a flagship U.S. commercialization step. With rare earth elements at the forefront of industrial policy, defense planning, and the energy transition, UCORE's advancements in technology development towards commercial-scale processing mark a significant start to the year.
UGI requests increase in natural gas base rates. UGI Utilities, Inc. has submitted a request to the Pennsylvania Public Utility Commission to raise base rates for customers by $99.40 million yearly. The increase aims to cover system upgrades and ensure reliable gas service for residential, commercial, and industrial clients. UGI serves over 700,000 customers in 46 Pennsylvania counties.
U.S. Nuclear Corp. reports a third-quarter profit, a reduction in total liabilities of $1,100,000 from a year ago, and projects an increase in 2026, revenues approaching 50%. U.S. Nuclear Corporation reports a third-quarter profit with a reduction in total liabilities of $1,000,000 from a year ago. The company projects an increase in 2026 revenues approaching 50%. CEO Bob Goldstein highlights plans to reduce expenses, add experienced sales reps, and launch new marketing initiatives. U.S. Nuclear aims to double sales over the next 18 to 24 months by targeting various customer segments and exploring partnerships with drone companies.
Olenox Industries, Inc. represents a company name change and branding pivot toward integrated energy development. Olenox Industries, Inc., formerly Safe and Green Holdings Corporation, has rebranded to focus on energy operations. The company aims to address rising energy demand through domestic production services and monitoring capabilities. The name change follows a merger with New Asia Holdings, Inc. and a year of internal restructuring. Management believes the new name better reflects the company's evolving asset base and strategic priorities.
Tech Media Breaks. Renewal Fuels, Inc. advances American fusion strategy with expanded Texatron TM IP portfolio. Renewal Fuels, Inc. has made significant strides in its American fusion strategy, expanding its Texatron TM IP portfolio. The company's subsidiary, Kepler Fusion Technologies, has filed initial patent applications, including a utility patent for its Texatron TM fusion platform. Renewal Fuels is also moving towards SEC reporting status, with plans for a Form 10 registration statement and a PCAOB audit for fiscal years 2024 and 2025. Additionally, the company has engaged Securities Counsel, announced a name change to American Fusion, Inc., and initiated investor relations efforts with Investor Brand Network.
Network News Breaks. Renewal Fuels, Inc. advances American fusion strategy with expanded Texatram TMI portfolio. Renewal Fuels has made significant strides in its American fusion strategy, expanding its Texatran TMIP portfolio. The company's subsidiary, Kepler Fusion Technologies, has filed its first priority utility patent for its Anutronic fusion platform. Renewal Fuels is also moving towards SEC reporting status, with plans for a Form 10 registration statement and a name change to American Fusion, Inc. Investor relations efforts and ongoing litigation updates were also highlighted.
Investor News Breaks. Renewal Fuels, Inc. advances American fusion strategy with expanded Texatron TM IP portfolio. Renewal Fuels, Inc. has made significant strides in advancing its American fusion strategy, including expanding its Texatron TM IP portfolio. The company's subsidiary, Kepler Fusion Technologies, has filed initial patent applications for its Anutronic fusion platform. Renewal Fuels is also moving towards SEC reporting status, with a Form 10 registration statement in progress and a PCAOB audit targeted for completion in February 2026. Additionally, the company has engaged Securities Counsel for a name and trading symbol change to American Fusion, Inc.
Investor News Breaks. Renewal Fuels, Inc. advances American fusion strategy with expanded Texatron TNIP portfolio. Renewal Fuels Inc. has made significant strides in advancing its American fusion strategy by expanding its Texatron TIP portfolio. The company's subsidiary, Kepler Fusion Technologies, has filed initial patent applications establishing a strong intellectual property foundation. Renewal Fuels is also moving towards SEC reporting status with plans for a Form 10 registration statement and completion of a PCOB audit. Additionally, the company has engaged Securities Counsel, announced a name change to American Fusion Inc., and retained Investor Brand Network for investor relations support.
Safe Pro Group Inc. recently showed off new high-performance body armor plates and a ballistic shield at SHOT Show 2026 in Las Vegas. The company's Safe Pro USA LLC unit exhibited ultra-thin, lightweight hard armor plates and the Rapid Series shield, designed for law enforcement. These initiatives aim to meet the growing demand for American-made ballistic protection solutions.
Mining news breaks. Silvercorp Metals Inc. and YSA American SVM completes acquisition of Karat ZAV in Kyrgyz Republic. The deal, valued at $92 million, involved a waiver from the Kyrgyz government and the formation of a joint venture with Kyrgyz Altın. The joint venture aims to extend mining licenses for gold projects and make a $60 million payment to the National Investment Agency in the future. Zales Holdings announces balance sheet improvements. Zales Holdings Inc. announces significant balance sheet improvements, including the return of 340 Meters common shares to Treasury, eliminating convertible debt, and negotiating a revised non-convertible note to reduce potential interest and fees payments by $1,600,000. CEO Bob Trevelyan expresses excitement over the strengthened financial position, positioning the company for growth and increased shareholder value.
Investor news breaks. Roth Capital Partners Executive Chairman Byron Roth named 2026 Horatio Alger Award recipient. Roth Capital Partners Executive Chairman Byron Roth has been named the 2026 Horatio Alger Award recipient, joining the esteemed Horatio Alger Association of Distinguished Americans. Recognized for his success despite adversity and commitment to education and philanthropy, Roth will be inducted in April during the 79th Horatio Alger Award induction ceremonies in Washington, D.C. Learn more at www.horatioalger.org.
Virtuix VTIX debuts on NASDAQ as it brings physical movement to AI worlds, following triple-digit revenue growth. The company, known for its full-body virtual reality system, started 13 years ago in Austin, T.C. Revenue for the 6 months ended September 30, 2025, surged 138% year-over-year after launching Omni One. Virtuix secured an $11 million investment and a $50 million credit line to scale production of Omni One, aiming for $100 million in annual revenue.
AppSwarm Corp. announces the launch of AnyPet, AI-powered app for instant animal identification. AppSwarm Corp. has launched AnyPet, an AI-powered app for instant animal identification. Users can snap a photo or upload an image of any animal, pet, bird, or wildlife, and the app provides comprehensive details instantly. President Christopher Bailey expressed excitement about bringing the wonders of the natural world to everyone's fingertips. The app is free to download with optional in-app subscriptions for enhanced features.
CyberLocu Technologies, Inc. announces strategic partnership with Ingenide to advance next-generation biometric multi-factor authentication. CyberLocU Technologies, Inc. partners with Engine-i to enhance biometric multi-factor authentication. The collaboration combines cutting-edge voice biometrics and deepfake detection with CyberLocU's MFA platform, offering stronger protection against fraud and unauthorized access. This partnership aims to set a new standard for secure and user-friendly authentication in digital banking and payments, providing a robust, multi-layered security solution.
Skynet reports fiscal 2025 financial results. Subscription revenue surges 268% amidst strategic pivot to AI and SaaS. Skynet Cloud Systems Inc. reports a 268% surge in subscription revenue for fiscal 2025, reflecting a shift towards AI and SaaS. Despite stable total revenue of $2.55 million, the company maintained profitability with a net income of $35,351. With a strengthened balance sheet and a $2.60 million AI initiative, Skynet aims to lead in industrial software innovation.
CleanGo Innovations Inc. announces strategic expansion into South America with first shipment approval to Argentina partner Indio Cumica SA. CleanGo Innovations Inc. has secured approval from its partner Indio Cumica SA for the first shipment of 6,000 liters of CG100 industrial cleaner to Argentina. This marks CleanGo's entry into the South American market, targeting the region's demand for eco-friendly solutions in the industrial and energy sectors. The partnership leverages Indio Cumica's 65-year legacy in Argentina, setting the stage for future product introductions. Inside Costco's retail playbook, Mitch Gold on execution, scale, and buyer expectations. Retail veteran Mitch Gould emphasizes the importance of understanding large-scale retail operations, highlighting the stringent requirements set by major retailers like Costco, Walmart, and Home Depot. Costco, with over 840 warehouses globally, evaluates partners meticulously on pricing, packaging, compliance, and execution at scale. Gould, with over three decades of experience, advises brands on the necessity of long-term sustainability and flawless execution in navigating the competitive U.S. retail landscape.
Hiketex earns Epic Toolbox designation for Note Reader CDI integration of CAPD 360 Insight. Hiketex Solutions Inc. has earned Epic's Toolbox designation for Note Reader CDI integration of CAPD 360 Insight, allowing clinicians to produce compliant medical records in real time. Hiketex remains the only AI solution that doesn't require physicians to change their documentation habits. This integration with Epic represents an endorsement of Hiketex's quality and connection practices within Note Reader CDI, offering advanced capabilities to streamline physician and CDI interactions. Snot Healthcare launches innovative senior transportation partnership with City of West Haven CT. Snot Healthcare has launched a new partnership with the City of West Haven, PT, to offer non-emergency medical transportation and senior center shuttle services. The focus is on trust, safety, and efficiency, with vehicles equipped with security features like cameras and GPS tracking. SNAS' commitment to transparency and fraud prevention sets them apart in the industry. President Paulina Wiers-Bicka emphasizes the importance of enhancing municipalities' control and verification processes.
Metasol Inc. awarded U.S. patent for core emotion-aware AI voice interaction technology. Metasol Inc. has been awarded a U.S. patent for their core emotion-aware AI voice interaction technology. The patent describes a mechanism for monitoring user input, determining emotional states using voice characteristics, and generating responses based on those emotions. This innovation aims to enhance AI companions and humanoid robotics, making them safer and more trustworthy, especially for interactions with children. Metasol plans to explore licensing discussions with AI companies and builders of AI companions and robots.
Creative Biomart unveils expanded cytokine collection to advance immunology research. Creative Biomart expands its cytokine collection, offering researchers in immunology and related fields access to a wider range of high-quality recombinant proteins. These small proteins play a crucial role in immune responses, regulating cellular processes and modulating immune function. The updated catalog includes interleukins, chemokines, interferons, and tumor necrosis factor proteins, with the option for customized formulations. Chief Marketing Staff Lina emphasizes the importance of well-characterized proteins in advancing our understanding of human health and improving patient outcomes.
Tree's RX team member Dylan Trapp earns ISA Certified Arborist credential. In a recent development, Tree's RX team member Dylan Trapp has achieved the prestigious ISA Certified Arborist credential. This certification, recognized nationally, highlights Trapp's expertise in tree care, covering areas such as tree biology, maintenance, safety, and risk assessment. Owner Justin Wagner commends Trapp's dedication to professional growth, emphasizing the value he brings to the team. Trees RX aims to enhance its service offerings across Florida with Trapp's expanded expertise.
Allied Machine X expands 24/7 industrial equipment and CNC machine repair services to Chicago, Milwaukee, and Indianapolis metro areas. Allied Machine X expands its emergency repair services to the Chicago, Milwaukee, and Indianapolis metro areas, offering 24/7 industrial equipment and CNC machine repair. The move aims to minimize production interruptions in vital manufacturing sectors, providing expertise in servicing CNC machining centers, press brakes, and other precision equipment. The company's commitment to Midwest manufacturing includes emergency breakdown repair, preventive maintenance, calibration services, and refurbished equipment sales with comprehensive warranties.
Matthew Schisler net worth. Why he measures value beyond the balance sheet. Matthew Schisler, a seasoned investor and entrepreneur, emphasizes the importance of value beyond money. With a career spanning biotech, private equity, and franchise development, Schisler's focus is on long-term success and meaningful impact. He believes that true wealth lies in reputation, consistency, and contribution, not just numbers on a balance sheet. For Schisler, success is measured by the lasting legacy one creates.
LifeAzable, updated yeast-based high-throughput screening to accelerate plant-resistance gene discovery. LifeAzable, a biotechnology company, has updated its yeast-based high-throughput screening platform to help researchers identify plant genes that confer resistance to stressors, pests, pathogens, and heavy metals. This update aims to accelerate plant resistance gene discovery, crucial for modern breeding programs. By combining the speed and flexibility of yeast genetics with a robust screening workflow, scientists can explore complex resistance mechanisms more efficiently, unlocking new possibilities in plant biotechnology and crop improvement. Nicole Bazemore brings recipe testing to the real world. Nicole Bazemore, a baker and small business professional, brings recipe testing to the real world. Her focus on structure, clarity, and everyday conditions sets her apart. Each recipe she publishes has been tested multiple times under different conditions, ensuring usability for home cooks. Nicole's practical teaching style and structured methods aim to help others build reliable kitchen habits, making her a voice of steadiness in the world of baking.
The Silent Architecture of Home, a guide to premium modern media consoles and wood sideboards. Holt introduces a philosophy of storage as the silent architecture of everyday life with its Spring 2026 collection. From versatile storage cabinets to essential bedroom units, each piece serves as the quiet framework that keeps rooms soft, breathable, and beautifully lived in. The brand's Avery modular system transforms the traditional TV media console into a seamless architectural gesture, offering limitless configuration options for a clutter-free living room. The Doctor of Business Administration Fellows Program, established at Pepperdine Graciadio Business School, Pepperdine University has established the Doctor of Business Administration Fellows Program, established at Pepperdine Graciadio Business School, Martha and Faustino Bernadette Endowed Faculty Fellows Program at the Pepperdine Graciadio Business School. Through a $1 million endowment, the Bernadettes are supporting up to 4 faculty fellows annually, focusing on areas like family enterprise, innovation, and ethical decision-making. This program aims to cultivate principled business leaders who will make a positive impact on society. Learn more at bschool.pepperdine.edu.
Thank you for joining us today. That's it for this episode of the NewsRamp Business and Corporate Podcast. As a reminder, NewsRamp curates news from leading newswires. We encourage you to visit newsramp.com to read all of today's news.